finding God's will, and making godly decisions. Treasures. Every one of us has to make countless decisions throughout our lives, including course-altering ones that affect our future, such as discerning God's will for our life, where to live, who to marry, what career to pursue, and how to commit to our faith and participate in God's work. Every time of challenge, testing, and trial can also be a pivotal time of decision-making. But the point is, how do we make wise decisions that will bring the best results and bear good fruit in our lives? One of the mysteries of God's plan for humankind is that, as beings created in His image, He has bestowed upon each of us the majesty of free will. This includes both the ability to make decisions and the responsibility for the outcomes of those decisions. Part of our growth process as Christians is learning to discern God's will and make godly decisions through our personal relationship with Him, our knowledge of His Word, and our love for Him and others. Throughout our life, each of us is continually faced with choices between good and evil, right and wrong, whether to serve God or our own interests. In the process, we learn the benefits of serving God, reaping the joy of obeying His Word, and worshiping and thanking Him in return. As grateful children of our Heavenly Father, we have the privilege of choosing to believe in Him and trust Him and His Word, and to experience His blessings as we seek to walk in His will and bring glory to Him through our lives. Accepting Jesus as our Savior and receiving His free gift of salvation is the most important decision we can make in this life, as it determines our eternal standing in relationship to God and His kingdom. Once we give our life to Christ, it is the start of a new life, and we are faced with numerous other decisions on a daily basis. For Christians, making decisions starts with learning to discern God's will, what God knows will be the best choice in the situation. Only God knows what is going to happen, and only He can see the whole picture, the past, present, and future of our lives. He has promised to instruct and guide us in His Word. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Discerning the will of God for Christians is meant to be a relational process involving ourselves and God. In the book of Isaiah, we read, "Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord," indicating God's desire to communicate with us. A starting point for finding God's will and making good decisions is committing all our ways to Him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will act. If we are seeking to walk in close relationship with the Lord, in obedience to the teachings in His Word, and truly seeking His will for our lives, we can trust that God will guide us and place His desires on our heart. The Bible teaches, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." But the starting point is to reverence God and desire His will above all else, not our own. As Jesus taught His disciples to pray, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." We should go into decision-making with the same mindset that Jesus did when He said, "Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." The Bible teaches us a cornerstone principle for discerning God's will in Romans 12:2. "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." Finding God's will and making godly decisions starts with the Word of God, as we seek to learn and walk in His ways, the teachings in His Word, and to live according to His precepts. Psalm 119:105 says, Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. As we make daily choices to follow and pattern our lives after the Bible's teachings, He has promised to grant us wisdom to make good decisions. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. Sometimes God will speak to us through a certain verse or passage from Scripture, which seems as if it were written just for the situation we are facing. Sometimes God speaks to our heart in a still small voice or a whisper, guiding us into His will and truth. See 1 Kings 19:11-13. We may have an inner conviction that something we are praying about is God's will. In your heart, you just know that a thing is the will of God and what you're supposed to do or not do. His word says, "You will hear a voice behind you saying, 'This is the way, walk ye in it.'" At times, God may speak to us in a dream or a prophetic message to give us specific guidance, which we can then seek further confirmation for. When seeking God's will in a decision, it is often wise to ask others for their guidance as well. Proverbs 15:22 says, "Without counsel, plans fail, but with many advisors, they succeed." Of course, it is important to weigh the counsel and to prayerfully seek out good counselors whose lives are producing good fruit and show good results. It is wise to seek confirmations when making important decisions for greater assurance that the decision is the right one. If something is God's will, He'll often open the door to make it possible. Which direction is God providing or opening the way and the means to do it? Granted, circumstances and opportunities are not necessarily the criteria for making godly decisions, but they can sometimes be an indication of how the Lord is leading. Sometimes by closing one door and opening another, the Lord leads and directs us. God may orchestrate certain setups and situations which become golden opportunities. An important factor in decision-making is that we seek to make decisions that will accomplish God's purposes and bring glory to Him. The Bible says that whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. His word teaches us to make decisions that reflect His goodness and kindness and promotes justice. He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God. Once you've made your decision, commit it to the Lord and trust in Him to act according to His good purposes. If you've done your best to make your decision with prayer and biblical counsel, have faith in God for the outcome. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. If your decision proves to be mistaken down the road, or needs a change in direction, admit your mistake and ask God to guide and redirect your path. What a comfort it is to know that we can discern God's good, acceptable, and perfect will. As we seek to walk in His will and dwell in His presence, we are in the safest place to be in this world. Even if war breaks out around us, or we endure personal tragedy or loss, or the inevitable storms of life, we will always be safe in God's hands. Even when you seem to be all alone, God will always be with you. The Lord Himself goes before you and will be with you, and He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. God bless you, and He will, as you seek to follow Him and love Him with all your heart, soul, and mind, and to make godly decisions and walk in His will.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.